We're meeting tour guides this summer in our series, The Nickel Tour. Today, NPR's Debbie Elliott takes us to Memphis, Tennessee, where a man has made a career out of his love for cars and American music.
This Nickel Tour begins at a Memphis landmark, the fountain in the grand lobby of the Peabody Hotel. It's famous for its ducks and southern elegance, but it's also considered the starting point of the Mississippi Delta, a region steeped in the blues. A fitting start for my tour.
My name's Tad Pearson. I have a tour company called American Dream Safari. I've got an old 55 Cadillac, and I give tours around Memphis. So I say, let's go get in the car and go cruise.
Not just any 55 Cadillac. It's a pink Caddy. This is an authentic ride, fading leather bench seats and no AC, so we head out, windows down, on a thick, steamy August morning. Before we've made it a block, the scent of wood-smoked barbecue wafts into the front seat.
Man, I love the smell of Memphis and I love the sound of Memphis.
Blues, soul, funk, gospel, and rock and roll all have roots here. But one name is by far the biggest draw.
But speaking of Elvis,
his Cadillac might be pink, but don't expect Pearson to take you to Graceland. His American Dream Safari starts at Lauderdale Courts, the former housing project where Elvis lived as a young teen.
We'll stop in and get the key. I'll show you Elvis's apartment.
From here, we head to the South Side, home to legendary Stax Records and some Memphis originals.
This neighborhood, Booker T. Jones, Memphis Slim, Aretha Franklin, Al Green records here.
We pass the church where Aretha Franklin's dad was a preacher and the boarded-up clapboard house where she was born. A few blocks away, tucked into a residential neighborhood, is an old movie house that is Royal Studios.
But this recording studio here on the left is an obscure one. Willie Mitchell was a record producer here in town, and he met Al Green in the late 60s on tour down in Texas and said, Al, you write some songs and come to my studio and we'll record some records.
I'm so in love with you, whatever you want to do.
Pearson cues a musical soundtrack as we cruise through town. We stop in front of Stax Records. The old-school funk of Rufus Thomas, as he points out neighborhood blues clubs where you can cue up the Memphis sound on the jukebox. It's what he calls anthro-tourism.
What I have to deal with in my business is what I call cultural collateral. And I rely on real things in real culture to inspire my customers.
But he's seen some of it fading in the 18 years he's been giving tours of Memphis and the Mississippi Delta.
There's fewer and fewer real deal places to go and hear the real stuff.
But he keeps cranking the pink Cadillac for travelers seeking the real deal.
If I were just a tour guide in a tour bus, and ladies and gentlemen, on the right, I would be out of this business in a heartbeat.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News.